This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru. And boy oh boy, have I got something to talk about today. Ever feel like that weird panic starts creeping in when you try to step away from your phone? Like the world is going to explode without those constant notifications pinging away? You know that feeling when you're at a dinner party and suddenly your hand reaches for your pocket even though you promised yourself no phones? Yeah, me too. We live in a world obsessed with instant gratification, where being constantly connected feels like the norm. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving headfirst into the often overlooked monster lurking in the shadows of digital detox. Anxiety. That nagging feeling that something's going to go horribly wrong if you dare disconnect for a few hours. We're talking about overcoming that FOMO, the fear of missing out, and building those healthy boundaries that let us enjoy life offline. Now, don't get me wrong, I love technology as much as the next person. But there comes a point where it starts to rule our lives instead of the other way around. That's where we need to step in, take back control, and remember that real life is happening outside those glowing screens. So, how do we tackle this digital detox anxiety beast? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and sanity. Firstly, acknowledge the elephant in the room. You know, that little voice inside saying, what if I miss something important? Well, guess what? Most of the time, you won't. Those urgent updates can wait. Real life is happening right here, right now. Secondly, start small. Don't try to go cold turkey and suddenly become a hermit in a remote cabin. Baby steps are your best friend. Start with designated tech-free hours each day, maybe during dinner or before bed. Gradually increase those periods as you feel more comfortable. Think of it like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. Thirdly, find alternative activities that actually bring you joy. Remember, life isn't just about scrolling through endless feeds. It's about experiencing things. Pick up a book, go for a walk, call a friend, learn a new skill, anything that gets you off your phone and into the real world. Trust me, your soul will thank you. Fourthly, create physical boundaries. This means making conscious choices about where and when you use your devices. No phones at the dinner table, no scrolling in bed, and definitely no checking work emails after hours. Set those clear boundaries, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You'll be surprised how quickly it becomes second nature. Finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. There will be slip-ups, and that's okay. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're in control of your relationship with technology, not the other way around. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a picnic with friends, soaking up the sunshine and laughter. The birds are chirping, the kids are playing frisbee, and there's a sense of genuine connection in the air. But then, someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling through social media, and suddenly the energy shifts. Everyone else feels the tension, the unspoken pressure to do the same. Sound familiar? This is what happens when we let digital distractions creep into our real-life experiences. We miss out on those precious moments of connection, joy, and spontaneity. The good news. By consciously setting boundaries and embracing those tech-free zones, you can reclaim those moments and savor the simple pleasures of being present. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you overcome the digital detox anxiety and build those healthy boundaries. Remember, it's about finding a balance, enjoying the benefits of technology without letting it control your life. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you struggled with digital detox anxiety? What are some of your strategies for staying connected without being constantly plugged in? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. Until next time, stay grounded, stay present, and remember, you're amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.